Donald Trump, Soros-backed animal Alvin Bragg knows I'm 100% innocent. By Nick Gilbertson on March 23, 2023. Former President Donald Trump asserted Thursday, as he faces a potential indictment and arrest, that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg knows he is 100% innocent. Everybody knows I'm 100% innocent, including Bragg, but he doesn't care. He is just carrying out the plans of the radical left lunatics. Our country is being destroyed, as they tell us to be peaceful, Trump wrote in a Truth Social post. It came shortly after Trump blasted Bragg as a Soros-backed animal and asserted in a previous post that this is no legal system. Why won't Bragg drop this case? Everybody says there is no crime here. I did nothing wrong. It was all made up by a convicted nutjob with zero credibility, who has been disputed by highly respected professionals at every turn. Bragg refuses to stop despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. He is a Soros-backed animal. WHO just doesn't care about right or wrong no matter how many people are hurt. This is no legal system, this is the Gestapo, this is Russia and China, but worse. Disgraceful. In a third post, Trump wrote that Bragg is allowing violent crime to flourish in New York City, like never before, while he spends all of his time making his office, which is in total chaos, trying to find anything on Trump, asserting he is doing the work of anarchists and the devil. On Saturday, Trump announced that he anticipates being arrested this week based on illegal leaks out of Bragg's office. The case surrounds Trump's alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels in 2016, when he was a presidential candidate. The horse face agenda is dead, even by the most radical left haters, but he doesn't care, he wants to go with it anyway, Trump stated on Thursday. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley slammed the case on Saturday as legally pathetic in an opinion article for The Hill, writing, Bragg is struggling to twist state laws to effectively prosecute a federal case long ago rejected by the Justice Department against Trump over his payment of hush money to former stripper Stormy Daniels. In 2018, yes, that is how long this theory has been around. I wrote how difficult such a federal case would be under existing election laws. Now, 6 years later, the same theory may be shoehorned into a state claim. He also emphasized that federal prosecutors previously rejected pursuing the case, as did New York County prosecutors under Bragg's predecessor. On Monday, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., Oversight Committee Chairman Representative James Comer, R.K.Y., and Administration Committee Chairman Representative Brian Steele, R.Y., directed a letter to Bragg requesting he partake in a transcribed interview. Additionally, they called for any documentation of communication between his office and the Department of Justice. Bragg's office responded to the letter Thursday, announcing he formally refuses to cooperate, as Breitbart News reported. In a letter of response, New York County General Counsel Leslie Dubek called the requests from House Republicans an unprecedented inquiry into a pending local prosecution. Related, Trump 2024 opponent Vivek Ramaswamy slams possible indictment.